So I think that it's generally speaking true that love makes fools of us all, especially when it first hits and you're lost. And nothing matters anymore. I am sure that to be made in the image of God means principally that we are created to give love and to receive love. And in some ways, the rest of us put that. Bernard and Claire would probably agree, although I'm sure he would correct me. If he were here right now, we'd be uncomfortable because he was too much in love. And anything that was not in love, you'd get a hard time over. He's one of those people who reminds me of what a conventional Christian I am. Because Bernard was all the way in. He reminds me of a point that an ethics professor made, which is to say that the experience of faith is the same as falling in love, that you fall in faith. That you discover that you have been grasped by something larger, more gracious, and more beautiful, and you didn't have anything to do with it, which is the nature of love. And there you are, and now what are you going to do? Were you just following it? Bernard was the towering figure in the 12th century in Europe, and set the stage for Francis and Thomas. He was really at that hinge time going from an old world moving into the Renaissance. When the world was being rekindled, at least the Western world, in a brand new way. Bernard was so complex. He was both so fully gripped by the love of God, and for love he'll do anything, and he did. Which made him also sort of mean, very strict and disciplined in defending the church. The use of human reason was beginning to rise. Abelard was going on at this time, and Bernard thought he was awful. Somehow, Abelard was working with reconciling reason and faith, which Bernard thought was just crazy, that the only means for expressing faith was the heart and the subjective experience. And in particular, what he was so interested in was holding up the humanity of Jesus. Here's what he did in this world, and we're supposed to do it. And in that way, we participate in his very life. He was both sort of a religious genius, but he was also a strict disciplinarian and got involved in church politics. He would tell you for all the right reasons, of course, but he certainly was a candle, a fiery candle at that time in the life of the church, and was, as much as anyone, this huge influence in setting the stage for what was to come with Francis and Thomas Aquinas. Just want to conclude with one of the great hymns that's attributed to Bernard, who apparently didn't sleep very much. He stayed up writing letters, commentaries, sermons, poems. He was just on fire. He couldn't stop himself, because that's what love is like. You do everything. At any rate, the great hymn, "The Sacred Head Sore Wounded," is attributed to Bernard. It seems likely that he did write most of his great hymn words. And I just want to close with the words of the fourth verse. He says, "What language shall I borrow to thank thee, dearest friend? For this thy dying sorrow, thy pity without end. Oh, make me thine forever, and I should fainting be. Lord, let me never, never outlove my love for thee." You can hear that heart in the midst of that, for which we give great good thanks.